Medicaid seems to be the word of the week in Lansing. Lawmakers could have voted on whether or not to expand Medicaid to hundreds of thousands of Michiganders as early as yesterday, but the Senate adjourned without a vote. And Tea Partiers are threatening to put up primary challengers against Republicans who vote to expand Medicaid. Jack, what do you think is going to happen with this subject this week?
Well, what they're trying to do is come up with 13 Republican votes. Now, assuming all the Democrats vote in favor of Medicaid expansion, there's 12 of them, you would really only need 8 to get to 20, which is a majority. But Randy Richardsville, the Senate Majority Leader, wants to have a majority of his 25-person caucus. I'm told by a Michigan Hospital Association spokesman there may be as many as 11 Republicans willing to do this, but they want 13. And, of course, some of them are, as you say, worried about Tea Party challenges. So my guess is that eventually they will manage to get there, but we don't know yet.
And Governor Rick Snyder was not present for the Medicaid discussion this week because he was on a trade mission to Israel. Now, Jack, why do you think he wants to make ties with Israel, and how could this trip affect Michigan in the long run?
Well, what he wants to do is to bring jobs to Michigan. All governors apparently try this, going overseas to get jobs. And apparently, from remarks he made in Israel yesterday, the governor has some hope of bringing startup tech companies, maybe have Israel regard Michigan as sort of a little Silicon Valley for them. He told the Israelis that he thought Michigan offered tremendous opportunities to Israel's startup tech companies. And there's a mixed bag of achievement. There's some school of thought saying that this never really gets any jobs. Others think, well, you have to do this in today's economy. Senate Minority Leader Gretchen Whitmer has been very critical of the governor for being in Israel while this Medicaid vote's going on. And Lieutenant Governor Brian Kelly could potentially break a tie. He's off doing other things, too. So it'll take some time to see whether any jobs actually come of his Israeli venture.
And let's end our discussion in Detroit. The Michigan Court of Appeals ruled yesterday that the former Detroit Medical Center CEO, Mike Duggan, cannot run for mayor because he didn't live in the city for a long enough period of time. And mayoral candidate Tom Barrow challenged Duggan's ballot placement on the grounds that he hadn't lived in Detroit a full year before filing to run. What are your thoughts on this, Jack, and what do you think is going to happen now?
This is very bizarre, Emily, and I'm frankly surprised by the Court of Appeals decision. Duggan actually had lived in Detroit long enough. He just filed his petition signatures slightly less than a year after he moved there, but the filing deadline was way over. He just filed them early. What I'm told is that Mike Duggan is trying to figure out whether to go to the Michigan Supreme Court for a final ruling. He's said to be pessimistic. He's a Democrat. Most of those judges are Republicans. He's supposed to make some announcement at 10 o'clock this morning. His supporters are pushing him to, you know, what do you have to lose? Why not try this? But, of course, it upends the entire race. It was seen as being a two-person race between Mike Duggan and Benny Napoleon. Of course, other candidates were in there. And so it would certainly make Benny Napoleon, the Wayne County Sheriff and former Detroit Police Chief, the odds-on favorite to win. But it really raises a whole lot of questions about politics and shenanigans and judges and voter eligibility. And we just have to wait to see the final resolution. This is something that nobody expected.
All right, Jack. Well, thanks so much. Appreciate it.
My pleasure.